Jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello.
Good evening.
And welcome. Here we go again, indeed. 9 o'clock, Saturday evening. No, it's not Crackerjack, of course. It is Jumping In, the best in modern and contemporary jazz, with myself, H.
And me, Chris. Yes, welcome along to this week's Jumping In. Hard to imagine where the first couple of months are gone, but there's hope on the horizon as around the world vaccination programmes are gradually allowing the move out of lockdown. But perhaps not in time for Brew Jazz Wee this year, which, as regular listeners will know, has been part of our jazz calendar for many years. Neither was it time to save the world's greatest party in the birthplace of jazz, the New Orleans Mardi Gras, and it was on this day back in 1827, can you believe, that the very first Mardi Gras took place. And perhaps showing the rest of the world the kind of resilience we need to get through this, they're already planning next year's celebrations. So, what did you get in exchange for all those beads this week, H?
It's not the beads, it's the boobs I was thinking of. I've got some Bud Powell, but not by Bud. We've got Ornette Coleman, but not by Ornette. And we're heading to the sky with Mars.
And from me, well, a touch of wind, some smoke, and perhaps a twist of lemon in the mix. But first, imagine we're sailing with the SSJO.
Thank you.
Lovely stuff. Lovely stuff indeed. That was Wuzza Waltz from the Toronto big band, the SSJO, Sonos Capos Jazz Orchestra, under the leadership of composer and trumpeter Mason Victoria, who, besides not only still being in his 20s, but leading a 21-piece ensemble and just completing his Master's in Music Technology and Composition, he also runs a sound design electronic studio and composers for computer games. Busy boy. The SSJO was founded back in 2013 and has proved to be a great platform for the up-and-coming jazz musicians in Toronto. So they sadly had to ditch their tour to support the album too, but let's hope they can get back out soon.
Absolutely, yeah. Let's hope we can all get back out soon with a bit of luck. Terrific start to the programme. It's Jumping In, of course, with Chris and myself, H. And like I said, I've got a couple, well, I don't know if you call them covers or not, Ornette and Bud. This is Bud Powell, but not the Bud Powell. Wonderful though he is, and obviously he has been covered numerous times. But now, Ethan Iverson. Yes, he of Bad Plus fame, who left the iconic group a year or two back to sort of pursue different avenues. He's brought out a cracking new one, Bud Powell in the 21st Century, led by Ethan, his interpretation of some of Bud's best-known numbers, in the likes or in the company of the likes of Ingrid Jensen, the great sax player Dana Stevens, Ben Street, Lewis Nash at the drums, and the Umo Jazz Orchestra. Here they are, Bouncing with Bud.
Thank you.
as you can gather, live. You remember? Do you remember live music? It's the bit we used to go out and sit in little clubs and sort of listen to things. I was reading this month's Jazzwise magazine, and yes, they were talking. I think they've actually got a review quite late on, actually, I thought, in many ways, of the latest Jeff Williams CD, which we featured on Jumping In, oh, quite some time back, actually, and gave it a big thumbs up, partly because the music's excellent, and partly because
we were there.
We were there, which was nice, and it is remarked upon saying the only downside on this album is it's a reminder of how good cutting-edge jazz is to hear in a good small club in a live situation. And I know exactly what you mean when you get that sort of power. You're sitting only a matter of a few feet away from the performers, little bandstand, a small club, you know, a glass of wine or your favourite tipple or something, and yeah, nothing to beat it. I mean, so many happy hours, particularly in places like 606 and the Pizza Express in Dean Street. I knew exactly what the writer meant on that one, and it is a great album, that one as well. Jeff Williams, Road Stories, I think it's called. That one we've just heard, like I said, was Ethan Iverson and the the Umbria Jazz Orchestra. There is an UMO Jazz Orchestra as well, but the Umbria Jazz Orchestra, I don't know if it's actually based in Italy at the moment, Ethan Iverson, but yes, has been doing several different projects since he left the Bad Plus. And this one, Bud Powell in the 21st Century, is definitely worth checking out, as so many of them are. Really good, a nice mix. And that one, that interpretation, as we were saying, fairly straight ahead, some slightly freer stuff as well, so a nice mixed bag.
And it comes out next month, definitely worth looking out for. And thanks very much for them sending the Sunnyside Records, sending that through to us. And as you mentioned, it's an irony in a way that during the lockdown, a lot of the releases have been mixes taken from the desks of live gigs that may never have previously seen the light of day as concerts, but it's just reinforced how miserable for all those poor people who have been stuck inside. So hopefully we can get out again. Now, as you mentioned, that album also features the Ingrid Jensen, and I've got both a nice album with her and her sister to feature later on, and also a big band with both of them on under her sister's name. But to sunnier climes now, at least Cuba, where multi-Grammy Award-nominated composer and musician Manuel Valera hails from, and it's continued to be a strong influence in his compositions. Originally a saxophonist studying classical music, that all changed when he moved to the Big Apple, as so many things do, along with a switch to piano as his instrument of choice. And since landing there in 2003, he's been a very busy chap with some 13 albums to his name and about another 20 that he's featured on. And perhaps, given the weather, this 2007 release is apt. Vientos. Lovely stuff, that. That was Vientos, the title track from the 2007 release from the Cuban pianist and composer Manuel Valera, with his regular quartet of Joel Fram on saxes, James Genus on the bass, great bass player, and Ernesto Simpson on the drums, with a classical wind quartet, quintet, which manages to perfectly fuse together, I think, both idioms of classical and jazz, a good third stream one indeed, held together by Manuel's spirited piano playing. Vientos, incidentally, means winds. Something we're never short of on the Isle of Man.
No, or personally, probably.
Yes, indeed.
particularly at a good jazz festival. But we won't go there at all. It is Jumping In, it's Chris and H. Yeah, I like a nice bit of third stream as well. And now, well, we are heading to the skies. Thank you. Yes, if you didn't know beforehand, you probably recognise the voice there. It was indeed Miles Davis, 1968. Again, still sounds as fresh as paint, doesn't it? Paraphernalia, a Wayne Shorter tune, a typical Wayne Shorter tune when he was coming back to form again in his writing. He's still writing well now and still playing now, one of the greats. Must be in his 80s or something now, Wayne, and the only one left, really, from the classic... I Tell a Lie, from the classic group. Herbie's still going, I think. Is Ron Carter still around? I can't remember for the life of me. Tony's sadly gone, isn't he, long since.
Of course, McLaughlin is similar age, same age as Chick, isn't he? He's still going strong.
So who was the guitar player on that one, then? It wasn't McLaughlin.
Ah.
Any other ideas? Mm. I think he didn't only played one or two with Miles. George Benson.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. George Benson playing with him. Went on then to
easy
sort of...
to forget. He was a great player, but of course made a lot more money out of the pop songs than he
did. Yeah, absolutely. And here he was playing in the cutting edge in 1968 with the Miles Davis, the second classic quintet. Miles, of course, on trumpet, Wayne Shorter tenor, Herbie Hancock, piano, electric piano, Ron Carter, bass, Tony Williams, drums. Like I said, George Benson guesting there on electric guitar on that track only, I think, on the album. But yeah, it was inspired. I was watching, as we were saying, I think it's a Sky documentary on Miles, which has been kicking around. I know I've taped it and I was watching it the other night. And this track features. And I thought, gosh, that's a good track. I'm going to have a listen to that. Checked out to see what it was, saw it was on Miles in the Sky, went to dig it out of my collection, only to discover, amazingly, I didn't have it. So, yes, well, you know what it's like in a jazz record collector. You think, I need it. I could have just downloaded it, but I like to get the notes and read things, so worth every penny.
They do have some very good documentaries about musicians on there, musicians and popular entertainers. I saw one about Bing Crosby the other day, which was equally very good, and I can't remember, I saw a rock band a little while ago, which was, it might be in Pink Floyd, but it was, again, very interesting and worth watching. Now, were he still alive, speaking of fresh paint, not a birthday as such, but Bobby Wellens would have been 85 last month. And although it seems like only yesterday when we last saw him play, he's been gone for 5 years now. Smoke and Mirrors sees him paired with pianist and composer Kate Williams, daughter of guitarist John Williams, and it reminds us of the great man's ability to use every note to its best effect. Beautiful stuff indeed. Soulful playing from Bobby Wellens and Kate Williams with one of Kate's compositions, Smoke and Mirrors. And Kate, in fact, still lectures jazz piano at the Guildhall in London, as well as a couple of other educational establishments. Bobby Wellens, perhaps, best remembered for his long relationship with Stan Tracy. The pair first recorded on Wellens' Clud and More suite with a quartet back in 65. And Bobby finally realised the suite as he'd originally written it with the Scottish National Jazz Orchestra back in 2014. And we last saw him at another nice little intimate club, the Archduke Jazz Grill on the South Bank in London, where we'd turned up late for a drink and a bite, not knowing that we knew there'd be live music on, but not knowing who it was. And the great man was there playing with a trio, unadvertised. And when the band took their break, he sauntered over to our table, and a minute or two later, a waiter arrived with three beers, and Bobby said, "I hope you don't mind me coming in sitting with you, as you're obviously the only jazz fans in the room." And the conversation went on to reveal that he also knew Dad, the old jazz man, Jim. A lovely man, Bobby, with a great recorded legacy.
Absolutely right. Listening to Jumping In with H. And Chris, great to have your company as ever. Miguel Zenon has been honouring Ornette Coleman's legacy with a new release coming out, Lawyers, the music of Ornette Coleman, coming out a few days after Coleman's birthday. It would be his 91st birthday on March the 9th, would you believe? I know, not with us sadly anymore. Recorded live in Switzerland, this is terrific stuff, really one worth checking out. Here they are on a track called Free. Thank you. Yes, indeed. Miguel Zenon paying tribute to Ornette Coleman live at the Birdseye Jazz Club. That is out on the 12th of March on all digital platforms, including Miguel's Bandcamp page. And a lovely line says, Ornette met Zenon, Miguel, at one time. He says, our interaction, says Miguel, were always pretty much the same. Me, Mr. Coleman, I'm not sure if you remember me. My name's Miguel. I'm an alto saxophonist, one of your biggest fans. Ornette, nice to see you, Miguel. Have you ever thought about what would happen if you played A and E flat at the same time?
Yeah, that's a good way to end a conversation. Well, that's about it for another edition of Jumping In. Next week, we're going to have a special dedicated to the music of Chick Corea. We've just got time to leave you with one of my favourite young Polish bands, courtesy of Steve's jazzsounds.co.uk. Algorithm first came on the scene back in 2015 with Segments, followed up with Mandala in 17, then Turbomix in 2019. So hopefully, who knows, we might see another one this year. Algorithm are trumpeter Emil Mischik, saxman Pietro Czerki, Simon Brunos on piano, and Krzysztof Szlemenski on the bass, and Slavik Krzyżno on the drums. And this time, the recipe in the Turbomix includes some electronics. Here's Lemon Zest. See you next week.
Cheerio.